Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As we navigate the complexities of global events and national developments, a significant milestone has been achieved in the realm of economics with the release of the provisional estimates of annual GDP for FY 2025-26, marking a crucial shift with a new base year of 2022-23. First, let's delve into the details of this GDP estimate. The National Statistical Office, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, has released these provisional estimates, which indicate a real GDP growth rate of approximately 7.6%, the fastest pace since FY22. The key drivers of this growth are private consumption, which has seen an increase of 6.5%, and gross fixed capital formation, which has grown by 9.2%. This new series of GDP estimates utilizes data from the Goods and Services Tax Network, corporate filings from the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, quarterly labor data from the Periodic Labor Force Survey, and the Annual Survey of Industries for 2022-23. This approach better captures the dynamics of the digital economy, fintech, gig work, and quick commerce, providing a more comprehensive picture of India's economic landscape. What makes this significant is the composition of India's economy, with services dominating at approximately 55% of the gross value added, followed by manufacturing at around 17% and agriculture at about 14%. The government has set a fiscal deficit target of 4.4% of GDP for FY26. With a capital expenditure of 11.21 lakh crore, which translates to 3.1% of GDP. Notably, India's nominal GDP has crossed the $4.15 trillion mark in 2026, according to the International Monetary Fund's World Economic Outlook in April 2026. Now, let us turn to the realm of international relations and peacekeeping. 29 May 2026 marks the International Day of UN Peacekeepers with the theme Invest in Peace. This day is anchored in UNG Resolution 57 by 129 of 2002 and commemorates the launch of the United Nations Truce Supervision Organization on 29 May 1948. On this occasion, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres will posthumously confer the Dag Hammarskjöld Medal on Lance Havildar Harbhajan Singh and Nayab Subedar Sujit Kumar Pradhan to Indian soldiers who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. India is currently among the top contributors of uniformed personnel to UN peacekeeping missions, with over 5,165 personnel, including approximately 155 women, serving in these missions. Since 1948, India has contributed more than 290,000 personnel to over 50 UN peacekeeping missions, with about 180 Indian peacekeepers having lost their lives in service, the highest number from any country. The Center for UN Peacekeeping, established in 2000 at the United Service Institution in New Delhi, plays a crucial role in training personnel from around the world. Building on this, let's examine the latest developments in the field of science and technology, particularly in the semiconductor sector. The government of Odisha has signed a tripartite memorandum of understanding with Intel and 3D Glass Solutions to bring advanced semiconductor substrate manufacturing to India, addressing a critical gap in the chip ecosystem. This move complements the establishment of a heterogeneous integration packaging facility at Info Valley in Bhubaneswar, which is expected to produce 70,000 glass panels per year, 50 million assembled units per year, and 13,000 3D heterogeneous integration modules per year. The technology for this venture originates from Sandhya National Laboratory's photodefinable glass technology, enabling next-generation 3D heterogeneous integration for applications in AI, telecom, and aerospace. This project is operationalized under the India Semiconductor Mission, which has approved over 10 projects with an investment of approximately 1.6 lakh crore, following cabinet approval in December 2021. Crucially, advancements in technology are also being leveraged in the defense sector. The Indian Air Force has signed indigenous contracts with IIT Bombay to deploy predictive, prognostic, and prescriptive maintenance systems for the Su-30 MKI fleet, the largest fleet in the IAF, comprising over 260 aircraft. These systems utilize sensor data and AI/ML diagnostics to estimate the remaining useful life of components and forecast failures before they occur, shifting maintenance from time between overhaul to condition-based maintenance plus. The target is to increase aircraft availability from 60% to 65% to 75% to 85% and reduce maintenance costs by 20% to 30% with 100% indigenous content. This development is strategically significant, as increasing the availability of the existing fleet is equivalent to adding squadrons, given the IAF's authorized strength of 42 squadrons versus the current actual strength of around 31 squadrons. It is worth pausing here to note that the global landscape is also witnessing significant developments. The US Department of State has designated Brazil's two largest criminal organizations, Comando Vermelho and Primeiro Comando da Capital, as specially designated global terrorists under Executive Order 13224, with foreign terrorist organization status effective 5 June 2026. This move has been criticized by Brazilian President Lula da Silva as US interference ahead of Brazil's presidential elections in October 2026. India's diplomatic stance emphasizes non-interference in domestic affairs and supports multilateral counter-terrorism efforts under UN frameworks rather than unilateral lists. India and Brazil are co-members in several international forums, including BRICS, IBSA, G20 and G77. Now, let us look at the latest update on the southwest monsoon. The India Meteorological Department has declared the onset of the southwest monsoon over Kerala on 24 May 2026, which is 8 days earlier than the normal date of 1 June, marking the earliest onset since 2009. However, the seasonal outlook indicates that the 2026 monsoon rainfall is expected to be 92% of the long period average, which is considered below normal. This forecast raises concerns for kharif sowing, which accounts for about 50% of India's food production, as well as hydropower generation, reservoir storage, rabi soil moisture, and rural inflation. The key drivers of this below-normal forecast include the El Niño-Southern Oscillation, which is expected to be neutral to weakly La Niña, the Indian Ocean Dipole, which is weakly positive, the Madden-Julian Oscillation, and Eurasian Snow Cover. And here is something that surprises many students. 29 May 2026 also marks the 73rd anniversary of the first successful ascent of Mount Everest by Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. The British expedition, led by Colonel John Hunt, reached the summit via the South Colonel on the Nepal side. Mount Everest, officially known as Sagarmatha in Nepali and Komolungma in Tibetan, has an official height of 8,848.86 meters, as jointly revised by Nepal and China in December 2020. The first Indian to summit Everest was Avtar Singh Cheema in 1965, and the first Indian woman was Bachendri Pal in 1984. The Himalayan Mountaineering Institute in Darjeeling, founded in 1954 with Tenzing Norgay as its first director of field training, plays a significant role in promoting mountaineering and conservation efforts in the Himalayas. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number, 7.6%, which is the estimated real GDP growth rate for FY26. Note this carefully, the new base year for GDP estimates is 2022-23. The government's fiscal deficit target for FY26 is 4.4% of GDP, and the capital expenditure is 11.21 lakh crore, which is 3.1% of GDP. India's nominal GDP has crossed $4.15 trillion in 2026. Moving on to other important news, the main event for the 11th International Day of Yoga in 2026 will be hosted in Kolkata, West Bengal, on 21st June, with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. This theme links yoga to India's demographic transition and the World Health Organization's Decade of Healthy Aging from 2021 to 2030. The index of 8 core industries grew at a subdued 1.7% year-over-year in April 2026, with 5 of the 8 sectors contracting. Dhanendra Kumar, the first chairman of the Competition Commission of India, passed away recently. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding the nuances of India's economic growth, its position in global peacekeeping efforts, advancements in science and technology, and the country's stance on international issues are all crucial for your preparation. The ability to analyze and connect these dots will be essential for your success in the examination. In conclusion, the complexities of current affairs demand a deep understanding of various disciplines, from economics and international relations to science, technology, and environmental issues. As you prepare for your examinations, remember that the key to success lies in grasping the interconnectedness of these topics and their relevance to India's position in the global arena.